One Drop of Blood, Episode 3.
Hun, I know your mom's gone.
Oh, come on, Sarah. Don't start on this shit again. I don't want to talk about it. There's nothing to talk about.
No, listen. For real, girl, you won't talk for days on end. Go see a counselor.
Oh, hell no. Fuck that shit, dude. I'm not gonna sit on somebody's couch and talk about how I miss my mom, and how life sucks, and how the papers are long and tedious, and how I can't keep up with class, and how everybody ignores me. You think I'm gonna sit there and do that and divulge all my darkest secrets to somebody I don't even know? No, it's not happening.
At least talk to me about it.
But I have. Over and over again, nothing's gonna make me feel better. Nothing! I mean, I've tried. What do you want me to do?
God, I'm just trying to help.
Well, that's not helping. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, Hope, I'm going to go. I have a project to do on the 4th.
Well, good luck. You'll do fine.
Never. Professor's a bitch. She hates everything I do.
Well, I'll see you later. Fucking bitch hung up on me. Jesus. Come on, Alice. Well, Alice, class starts in 15 minutes. Better get going, huh?
Blood welled in the devastating wounds covering her body, and the surrounding vampires shifted in anticipation. But then, her savior, the one she had tried to kill so many times, burst through the forces of bloodthirsty creatures.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Do you know where the new sociology class is going to be held? They moved it, and I have no idea where it is.
Yep, going there now. It's with Dr. Dixon, right?
Yeah, I think so. Do you know why it starts a few weeks later than all the other classes? It's kind of annoying. Kind of embarrassing, because I didn't really get any instruction on where the class is.
It's also a condensed class, and it starts in 5 minutes, so we better get moving. Can you follow me?
I'll follow you.
All right, this way. You want to sit here? We can share a table.
Yeah, sure. Alice, down.
So, what's your name?
It's Hope. Yours?
It's Angela.
Oh my God, fuck this class. I'll just listen to my book.
He had done it. She was what he was. And now he could lavish upon her the love and desire he had been hiding for years. But how would she take being turned under such circumstances?
Hey, Hope.
Huh?
It's time to go.
Sorry, wasn't exactly paying attention.
Yeah, I got that. What were you doing?
Taking notes, of course.
Well, it was nice to meet you. See you later.
Hope, if you let her go now, she'll never talk to you again. Angela!
What?
Want to be brave and go on an adventure?
A what?
I know it kind of sounds stupid, but... I mean, you want to go try the pizza down in the cafeteria. You have to be brave to eat that. Just tell me if it's green before we sink our teeth into it.
You're such a dork. Yeah, sure, I'll meet you downstairs in 15 minutes.
All right, see you later then. Yeah, that's me. The dork.
Well, hello, Hope. Nice to see you again.
Oh, Cannon. How are you?
I am fine. I was wondering, the project for the class, it is due on the 2nd. Would you like to be my partner?
Shit. He makes me sick. What the hell am I supposed to do? Angela might not have a... She might have a partner already. Fuck. Oh, what the hell?
Sure. stupid.
Yeah, that's great.
What am I supposed to do?
I have to go, but I'll talk to you later. I'll probably see you on Monday. Maybe we can exchange information, because right now I really don't have anything to write down with, but I'll see you soon.
Yes.
Until then.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You enjoy yourself as well.
Yeah. Oh, I will.
She probably isn't coming. What an idiot I look, sitting here with two plates, two pieces of pizza, like I'm gonna get a friend or something. It's fucking ridiculous. Alice, sit.
Sorry about the wait. Everyone and their freaking mother is in the halls right now. Oh, pizza! I freaking love pizza.
It's the only thing eatable around here. So, where do you live?
A few blocks down. Real shitty apartment. You know how it is.
Wow, me too. Kind of convenient that it's so close, right?
Yeah. So, what's the dog's name?
The dog's name is Alice.
So, what were you doing in class?
What? I was paying full attention to the professor. He's so, riveting.
Bullshit. That's so not what you were doing.
I was listening to a book.
And what book would that be?
It's about vampires, romance, crap like that. Hey, if I can't get any real romance in my life, why not listen to other lucky women getting it, okay?
I feel you there.
Did you realize that it was so cold in there? I mean, the classroom was so freezing, I was like, are we in the Arctic? My hands were actually getting so numb, I actually shoved them under my butt.
Really?
Yeah, weren't you cold at all? If you're not, you're climate adaptive or something, because I was freezing.
Nah, not really. Mostly bored, actually. Doesn't he talk in such a monotone? Okay, so, I want you to turn to page 3.
Yeah, he kind of does. You know, blah, blah, blah. Well, Alice, we made a friend today. She seems cool enough. What do you think? Not much interest, huh? Good night, buddy.
Good night. You need your rest.
I'm so freaking glad that today's Friday.
Hell yeah, me too. I want to go out and do something. I'm tired of just sitting there and doing classwork and stuff. Want to go out and have some drinks or something? You know, come with me or something.
Sure. Look, just before we go, I gotta talk to you about something.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Man, she's not gonna take this well. This is gonna sound a bit crazy.
It's alright. I've been asked some pretty damn stupid shit before. Trust me, nothing you can say can be too stupid. Alice, stop that.
Well, do you believe in vampires?
Is she fucking serious?
Are you kidding? It's just make-believe. Seriously? I don't like to be fucked with, okay?
No. I'm being serious.
Are you serious?
No, seriously. They exist. I hunt them. And you were freezing in there because this one vampire...
I gotta go. I have an appointment, and I hope you have a nice weekend and stuff. But, I really have to go. I have an appointment, and, well, I don't think I'm actually gonna be going out for drinks, so I hope you have a nice weekend. Yeah.
Wait. Can you at least take this?
What now?
Here. It's a garlic solution. You'll need it.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Hope?
Yes.
Would you mind if I walked you home?
No, I'm sorry, Kanan. I'm not exactly in the mood. I'm just gonna listen to my book, and I would hate to be rude, so I'll see you later.
Oh, all right. See you later.
No. And plus, your annoying ass keeps making me feel sick. Ugh, I don't like it when you keep stalking around and talking to me. Everyone is a backstabbing liar. You probably are too. What the fuck?
don't remember there being trees here. Shit! Where the hell is the street? What the fuck? Christ and dog! You left me in the wrong direction! Where the hell are we? This way, you fucking moron.
Hope, are you lost?
No, I just like wandering around in circles for no apparent reason. Yeah, I'm lost.
You live at the Summerbrook Landing, right?
How do you know, stalker?
Because I saw you walking that way one day after class.
Yeah, I do.
Would you like to take my arm or follow me?
No! I'll hold on to your arm if that's all right.
Sure. No, hold on a second. I dropped something.
Shut up, Alice. What's your problem? Hey, knock it off. Stop pulling on the leash.
Are you having a problem?
Yeah, she's pulling really, really hard. Stop it.
Want help?
That'd be nice. Stop. Why'd you drop it? What are you doing? Let go.
Relax. Relax.
Get off.
Relax. Let's just do it then.
The mile. The mile. You fucking
fucking
no!
Kid, I warned you!
Come on, Hope. She's gone. What's your apartment number?
9074.
Okay, hon, get up. Can you walk? Come on. All right, I'll carry you. Here, sit on your bed. Yeah, Angela, I followed her like you asked. Cannon got to her, but I dusted his ass. She's all right, but the dog's dead. I think she's in shock. She just passed out.
Tanya Milevich as Angela, Amanda Furr as Hope, Matt Weller as Brian, Joe Hempel as Kanan, Serena Carroll as Sarah. All music was obtained under the Creative Commons Non-Commercial No Derivatives United States 3.0 license. This audio drama also falls under the 3.0 Creative Commons United States license. No animals were harmed in the production of this work. Thank you for listening.